morning.
What's up, everyone? Danny Sport Talk back with another episode. I know last week I didn't post. Last week I took like a mental week to basically, to get back in the mood of doing things. Plus, there wasn't really like much news to like really cover because of like a little NBA playoffs going on. They didn't end yet. So just going through every day. But today I'm joined with Sal.
Hey, how we doing? Been a little bit.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning because I forgot to record yesterday. So this video will probably be out either later today or Saturday.
Nah, it ain't no worries. It's all good, dude.
But
we missed you.
Yeah.
We missed you, bro.
That was all right. I'm dealing with some shit on the side, so I got to get that out of the way. And work's been killing me lately and fucking... just everything.
I feel that for sure, man. I feel that. What the fuck are we talking about today? Straight baseball?
So we're going to go what you just said, because I want to talk about that real quick. About the football.
All right, yeah, dude. I think this is funny, though. This was crazy.
We're going to talk about my Eagles real quick.
half of my Instagram feed was all my Philly fans out there just started posting green. I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots. Like, this is going to win you a championship.
So last night, the Eagles had two draft picks in the first round. Their first draft pick was Jordan Davis out of Georgia. He's a very...
Yeah, who's he?
He's a defensive tackle.
I don't know him too well.
He's a defensive tackle, and he basically... he progressed every year he was there.
Okay.
So he basically became, like... I'd say, like, a top three player on that defense.
So he just slowly built up.
And he's a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
I have it right here.
He's going to be a DT. He's got to be big.
He's a defensive tackle.
He's undersized in the NFL, man.
But it's also good because we have, like, a veteran, Fletcher Cox.
I like Fletcher.
Yeah, so, like, he's going to be teaching him. He's going to be learning from sure. Javon Hargrave also. So, like, I think it's a very good pick that they picked last night.
So, they had, what did they have, back-to-back picks?
So, we originally had, I think it was 15 and 18.
Okay.
Because we traded with the Saints. And then we got their pick. And then last night we trade up to 12.
So you had 12 and 18.
So, yeah. We basically switched or some shit. I'm not sure. But this kid is 22 years old. He's 6'6". And 340 pounds. He's a fucking monster, dude. Bro.
That's a huge human being. Oh, my God.
He just won a national championship last year.
Yeah.
He got the Chuck Bednarik Award. Sorry if I fucking pronounced that wrong.
Don't even know the award.
He's a big dude. Like, last night we walked on the stage. He's a fucking big dude. I was like, holy shit.
Monster. But, next to a bunch of, like, NFL execs who are, like, 5'7".
Yeah, too, definitely. So. He went up to Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell looks like a fucking string bean compared to him.
Exactly, dude. I think that's... that's huge, though. Big pick for you guys.
Oh, yeah,
but
I
then,
do too.
So what the fuck happened after?
You
skipped six picks ahead.
We had the 18th pick.
Yeah.
So then, another trade happened, and teams were above us, and then all of a sudden, the Eagles pick comes up, all of a sudden goes right to Titans.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, we just traded our 18th pick. I was like, we probably didn't get nothing out of it. We probably got their pick. Yeah. I literally go on my phone, not even 2 seconds later, Eagles. Breaking news. We got fucking A.J. Brown. I was like, there's no fucking way we just got A.J. Brown, the 18th overall pick.
Good shit, man. And so did they have to throw in any...
Did they have to throw in any extra players
or picks to get that?
It was a just the 18th pick and 101. I think it's 101's third round.
Oh, yeah. So that's a... yeah, it's like one of the last picks of the third round.
Mm-hmm. And we also signed A.J. Brown
that might be fourth.
Contract extension.
Yeah, that's the fourth round, dude. That's early fourth round.
Yeah, we signed him to a 4-year... $100 million deal.
Hey, I'll take that. You hear fucking Teddy screaming in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, kid wants to come in.
Last night was crazy. Like, that was probably, like, the best moment I ever watched on draft night for the Eagles.
Well, that's, like, a cool thing, because when trades happen on the spot there.
Yeah, like, now we have a fucking young-ass core.
I did get to watch, though, like, when I got to watch some, I forget who the hell was the comedian, but somebody was making fun of, like, people who watch stuff on draft night, and I was laughing so hard. I was like, this is fucking Danny.
It wasn't me.
Oh, no.
But we're very young.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Eagles, they're a lot of talent, right? A lot of young talent.
Is it going to show me the age? I saw something last night. Okay. So, Jalen Hurts, our quarterback, is 23. Yeah. A.J. Brown is 24 still.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, reaching his, like, peak.
Yeah. Athletic peak's usually, like, 26 to 28.
Devontae Smith is 23.
Yeah.
Quez Watkins is 23. Miles Sanders, 24. Dallas Goedert, 27. And Jordan Mailata, our left tackle, who's a beast. He's only 25.
Wow. That's a really young
team. So they're a young team. And I'm excited to watch.
I like it.
I was watching this tweet, and this guy tweeted, he was like, I think it was Skippy or something, yeah, or something like that. And he goes, oh, Eagles just traded for A.J. Brown. Looks like the Eagles are going to be coming better than the Cowboys this year. Yeah. I was like, fuck yes.
Well, it depends, though, too.
Yeah.
The thing for the Cowboys and being a Cowboys fan, quote-unquote, I guess you could say. The thing for them is they just have to put it together.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They have the talent. Mm-hmm. They have, like, all the big names, all the studs. It's just, like, they always, when they play, they look like a fucking high school team trying to put it together and, like...
I mean, they're good. It's just it gets to the point where playoffs come and they choke.
Not even playoffs, but even just some regular season games that you're expecting them to, you're expecting a absolute domination, like, or at least a contention, and then you see the Cowboys losing by like 40 points to the Giants 1 week. It happens once a season where they just lose a game.
Like the Broncos.
That's what I mean.
They got blown out.
So you have games where it's just like, well, what the fuck? How do you come in so unprepared as a high quality team? How do you come so unprepared there you're getting blown out? It's one thing if a team has a better day, because that happens.
Yeah.
But when you get so put out of your place as a high-ranking team, that's what when it comes down to playoff time, I think that's when you see it. You see it come out when you face a good team. The unpreparedness comes out even worse because they're way more prepared than you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, they looked good versus the Bucks for a season opener. They looked good. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to just take the division and run away with it. I didn't think it was going to be that close.
And that's why you're just expecting. You're like, all right, well, when are they going to lose?
Yeah.
You know they're going to lose at some point in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's when. It's not a matter of if, it's when. It's not like the 90s Cowboys where it was like, all right, there's a good chance that we're at least making it to the Super Bowl. Maybe not winning, but at least we'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't even get to seen that in my lifetime because they just suck. They choke so bad.
Yeah. But hey, maybe they turn around this season. We never know. Yeah, but I'm excited for the NFL season now.
But now,
I'm very excited.
Like I said, though, I think it is exciting for a Cowboys fan always because they always have people to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of, like, are they going to show up this year? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be hurt? Are they going to be making issues in the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
Is Jerry Jones going to fuck someone over this year? Because it happens a lot.
Yeah, well, that happened with Randy Gregory. That's why he went to Denver.
Mm-hmm. Randy Gregory was... I was looking forward to his career progressing as a Cowboy, and then it just fell apart.
Did you hear why he left?
No, I actually did because I wasn't a fan at the
time. So, this offseason, they said he re-signed for four years, whatever, I think $75 million or something like that. So, then not even like 5 minutes later, I get a notification, Randy Gregory going to Denver. I was like,
that doesn't make any sense.
He just signed with the Cowboys. So, I started reading, and then I was watching SportsCenter. And supposedly, Jerry Jones put in his contract a clause, which was, if you violate the NFL, like, rules or, like I don't know, like, weed or something, I don't know, like, all that shit, you will not get paid any money. He said, fuck that, I'm going to Denver. Even if I do something, I'm still going to get my contract money. Basically... Dallas wasn't going to give him shit if he violated a rule. Denver's, if he violates, he's still going to get paid.
Fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's still going to get his money. He's still going to get paid. That's why Rennie Gregory left.
Why would you even... That's just weird.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. That's why I said, I was like, what the fuck?
As like a fan, dude, there's so many instances of Jerry Jones just fucking over the Cowboys, like losing players, pissing players off, losing coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like his whole shit with... what the hell was that guy from the 90s? Was it Johnson? Who was a coach that got him at least a bowl or two? You know who I'm kind of talking about, but this is me not being alive. That's why my knowledge is a little low. But was it Jimmy Johnson maybe?
Oh, yeah. Okay, it might have been him.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for Jerry Jones, there's a very good chance that guy stays and gives us at least a bowl or two more.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, this fucking guy. It's this fuck. It's this old croaking fuck that thinks he knows better than his entire organization. And in reality, it's just a cash cow for him.
Oh, man. Let's go see how it goes.
Dude, let's talk about baseball. Baseball's more exciting. My team is winning. What? I didn't expect the Yankees to be up in the division this early. But I'm not saying anything for the season, but like I genuinely don't think they look that good yet even.
Really?
And they have a good record.
I thought they looked pretty good.
No, but I mean, like, cohesively.
Okay.
Like, they look like they got work to do with chemistry. They got work to do to, like, get to the point where they're actually rolling as a team.
Okay.
And they still have a good record.
Yeah.
And that gives me a lot of hope.
What's their record?
They're 13-6.
13-6? I thought I was going to say 12-6.
They're doing – no, I think the Dodgers are 12-6 or something like that. But they're doing – I'll just pull it up right now. Yeah, they're doing really well. And for the – season as a whole, I'm pretty excited. There's like we were talking before about the stats leaders, but there's a lot of interesting things happening. It seems like the MLB of like pre-COVID, a lot of those guys are like back.
Yeah.
So you're seeing like Trout's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to answer that right now. Yeah, that's good old Matty Drake calling me in the middle of my podcast. So, where the fuck was I? Weird names, like Machado's leading the league in WAR right now. I thought that was a really cool fucking stat.
That's funny. I did not think. I thought it was Nolan. He's second, right?
Fuck yeah, Nolan's second. Who I like that. Like he's a good fucking player. I think Trout was like 10. Jazz Chisholm's like in the top 10 too, which is exciting.
That's fun.
Yep. Hold on one sec.
That's cool. But I'm actually kind of liking the Twins trade now.
The Twins?
Yeah, well, we
they
traded.
Still look hot, right?
Who?
The Twins.
I don't know. Didn't they start off like 2-6? Gary's also injured.
It's making them look good, I guess.
Like, I don't know. But I'm liking Connor Falefa.
Connor Falefa. Well, he's a stud, and I think I kind of recognized he was probably going to be a good fit for them. Like his interviews and stuff in the beginning were like he was just all about being a Yankee, like you know that stereotypical like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came in and actually filled it. Like I love when a Yankee or somebody even like that is just like, yeah, this is like a team I really wanted to play for, and I'm just going to show that I mean it. And he's doing well.
Yeah, Minnesota's 11-8.
Yeah, so Minnesota's just sticking in. They're not a bad team, though.
They're not. They'll be fine. Just think they need to regroup. Like you said, like build more chemistry, like because they're basically a whole new team.
The thing is, you project that over the season though, 11-8, you're still probably close to 90 wins.
Yeah,
and if you're close to 90 wins, you're probably in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think interesting team for me is the Blue Jays though because they're in second.
They're 13-7.
They're really good. They're looking good.
I'm surprised Boston is shitting the bed right now.
I think it's just because of the competition in the East, and I think that it's going to be a very tight top three between Yankees, Toronto,
Tampa,
and Tampa, and then you have those three heavy hitters. Boston has to beat those guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a losing record against two of them, odds are you're going to be less than all three in the records. And I don't feel bad for them. I am a Boston hater. But the fans, I guess I feel bad for.
A-Rod's not going to like that, though.
It's all good. I don't feel bad for it. So Rizzo's, after that 3-home run game, Rizzo's leading in homers.
Eric, he has eight, Hosmer, right? Hosmer
is leading in average with .415, and Machado's right behind him at .395.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. This stuff is
wild. How many home runs does Rizzo have? Eight?
Rizzo has eight right now, okay. And then Crone's got seven, Buxton's at six, Albie's at six, Peterson at six, Ramirez, Arenado's got five.
Do you hear everyone bitching about how, like, it's short porch in Yankee Stadium?
Dude, but the thing is, people are like, oh, just finding out about this now?
Yeah, like, you know, it's been forever.
You know what probably happened? The Yankees probably got smart and hired someone who had half a brain. They were probably like, hey, you guys have only 315 feet down the line each way. Start using it. Stop hitting it to center.
Yeah.
Like, word. Hit pop-ups down the line, you're going to get home runs. Like, look at the, at least the third home run, I think, of Rizzo's was literally a pop-up.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been an out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do, because you know how many times that's happened against the Yankees or for the Yankees in the playoffs or whatever.
But nobody complains when
it matters. When
it happens to them.
Like, right, or like when it leads to a headline of the Yankees win the World Series, nobody gives a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's, oh, you beat my little Trout team now or whatever your buddy bandwagon team is. But, yeah, the Yankees need to win. So
yeah.
I don't care. Any way, shape, or form. Don't care. Vladimir Guerrero made them his bitch, though.
That, I talked about that with A-Rod. That was just, that day when he got stepped on and just came back and hit like two bombs, I was like, okay, yeah, that's it. he's something else.
Bro, you have to admit, he's like pretty fun to watch. Just,
oh, yeah,
and
so
just
fun.
Like, if you take the time to watch the way he goes about hitting, he has like an art to it.
Yeah.
He's just so good at it. So much better than most people around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch. What do you think about like any teams that are surprising you?
Actually, let me look at the stats real quick.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
I'm surprised my Phillies are 10-10.
Yeah, at least they're in the mix though, dude. The Mets look great, and I had a feeling they would come out hot. I think even me and A-Rod talked about that when we were on before.
Yeah.
They always come out hot, so you're expecting that. Miami's above water,
yeah,
which is interesting.
Yeah, that's a pretty surprise. I didn't think Miami was going
to
be
that
high.
But I think Jazz is a big-time factor in that. He seems to be leading that crew pretty well.
All I'm saying is I hope the Phillies beat the Mets Saturday because I'm seeing that game in person.
You're about to get embarrassed, bro.
Probably.
You're about to not have a fun time.
Well, as long as I see Harper, I'm fine.
Yep.
Yeah, probably Miami's the most surprising to me. St. Louis, Milwaukee are in the mix, like they're top teams right now. I'm surprised Chicago White Sox don't have a better record.
Yeah, I mean
they're only 7-11. And Kansas City's above them with 7-10.
That whole Central, dude.
Yeah.
Those four teams are all going to struggle this year. I am surprised that Chicago's not a little closer to .500, but they might need a little bit of a... It's always possible that they need a little bit of time. Because they're also a team that has a lot of expectations on them. And, like, when you're coming into a season, you just lose a few games to start it off.
Yeah.
Doesn't help. So, I like them, dude. Tampa Bay still looks good. They're right there.
Want to talk about Gerrit Cole's been shit in the bed.
He hasn't been great. Didn't he have a decent outing his last time, though?
Yeah, his last game he had a pretty good outing, I'm not going to lie, but...
No, I think he definitely came back a little bit last outing, so...
When did he latch?
I look forward to him, hopefully doing that. He's technically
1-0. Oh, yeah, it was Cole.
Yeah, he's technically 1-0, so... So he doesn't look awful, but it's definitely a cause for concern, I'd say.
He pitched 6.2 innings. He had 4 hits, 1 base on balls, 9 strikeouts. And right now his ERA is sitting at 4.
Yeah, but that was a huge game for him because before that he had 4 innings pitched with 3 earned runs.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
And then
5.2 innings with 3 earned runs again, and then only 1.2 innings with 2 earned runs. So he was floating around a 7 ERA or so.
That game with fucking Detroit.
1.2 innings.
Yeah, yeah, that was his shortest outing ever.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 walks.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Well, hopefully he comes back from it. He's got a lot to prove.
He probably will.
He's got a lot to prove for the Yankees, in my mind, anyway.
I like Severino this year.
I always liked Sevy. It's a matter of...
I did, too. I was just curious how he's come back from his injury.
Yeah.
He's pretty solid, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm trying to look like... So, I think... Yeah, so Trout's leading, technically, in OPS. Arenado's right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Rizzo has Jazz Chisholm's picture.
Did you see the...
Look at that.
Did you see the St. Louis and Mets clear? Their benches cleared?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that about?
So, Nolan Arenado was up to bat.
Yeah,
and
they
threw
it up and tight, right?
Yeah, they threw like tight, like right here.
It wasn't that close, though, from what I saw. Like, it was up and in, but it wasn't...
Yeah,
it didn't seem too bad.
Oh, Cabrera was pitching for the Mets, I think.
Okay.
I think he was...
Okay.
But, so I think Cabrera pitched an inside pitch, like, really... I want to say, like, tight.
It was a little shady.
Yeah, it was a little... And then Nolan Arenado didn't like it, started yelling... And then Cabrera started walking over to him, and then all the benches.
And then
just,
everybody just went.
There was this thing, I forget who posted it, when the benches cleared, a guy was sitting by the Cardinals bullpen, and one of the pitchers hopped the fence, and he's literally running like Jack Sparrow, just like jogging, looking for his teammates while he's running down the field. I'm just like... Okay, this is how he's gonna run when you got like a big ass fight going on. He's just like walking, running, like looking for his teammates while they're just like jogging out through the door.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny. Now it's like a whole meme on like TikTok because of that, like the Johnny Depp run.
Yeah.
Also, probably because of the jury going on with that
God,
shit.
Dude, I watched that. It was so funny. I watched the fucking video. We got to talk about that later when we're done recording here, man. Holy shit.
But Cabrera got a 1-game suspension. Nolan Arenado got 2.
Dude, I feel like Arenado kind of started that shit
That's just funny.
Because I thought you were talking about something different for a second, but I think I saw the clip. And the pitch didn't look too bad to me. I'll be completely honest with you. And, yeah, I was like, it kind of looks like Arenado might be a little bit guilty.
Let's see if it shows this.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't like this ad. But, I don't think it was that close to a pitch.
Dude,
but like,
it looked like an up and in fat. It looked like he missed up and in. It didn't look like it was, like, actually bad to hit him or anything.
Oh, yeah, it does show the clip. Yeah, it was not that, like, big of a deal.
Right?
It wasn't.
Send it to me. I'm going to rewatch.
Yeah, you can show it. I'll show you right now.
Yeah, send it to me. I'm curious. Players start shit all the time because the heat of the moment. You don't understand that. In the heat of the moment, like something.
It was like
something
right here.
But in the moment, it's 95 miles an hour. It's really close to your face. You're pissed. Like, you're ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back and watch the clip and realize it was a foot and a half away or it really wasn't that bad. And you made a big deal and it makes you look stupid. So
it wasn't that bad. It wasn't
he
like
had to know that was coming, like acting as if there was a problem.
I think they threw a pitch to Pete Alonso.
I don't know, man. Like it was genuinely it was about 5 to 6 inches off of his hands. It wasn't as far away as I thought it was, but it, honestly, for him to react as if it was a big deal, like baseball shit happens, dude. Up and in fastballs. When you miss up and in, it's what happens.
Oh, Cardinals reliever Cabrera, he hit J.D. Davis by a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mets, whoever was pitching, what's his fucking name?
That's what it said. It said that you had to know that was coming.
Yeah, so I think Lopez, that's his name, the Mets reliever that almost hit Arenado. So Cabrera hit J.D., And then Lopez kind of
didn't suspend this guy, though.
Yeah, kind of threw.
That's good, though, because I agree. I don't think, like, I think that pitcher did his best impression to make his coach or his teammates happy that he threw at him.
Exactly.
Because I've been, like, playing baseball before. I've had that signal to hit the kid before. And I was never able to do it. Like, I can only do it when I didn't mean to. I can only bean people when I fuck up.
I mean...
And, like, whenever I actually had to hit someone, I always, like, had a fucking thing where I was like, damn, I'm gonna fucking nail this kid on purpose. Like, this fucking ain't right. And I would just miss or something.
I would just throw a curveball in the dirt and hit his foot. Or, like, try to hit his foot.
To me, that's pushy. Pussy Bush League bullshit.
I wouldn't, like, aim for it, but, like...
Dude.
It wouldn't... Like, that never really happened to me, like, when I was in the summer ball. I was always in winter. Yeah. So, like, I kind of had, like, had an excuse to, like, because my fingers were cold. So, like, I just lose grip of the ball. But I was just like, I didn't mean it.
I just hated that situation, dude.
Yeah.
When you, when you're, like, forced, like, my teammate just got doinked. Or, like, when you're playing, like, travel baseball, weird shit would happen, like. We would have, like, a first baseman where somebody would get mashed with a tag, like, punched, essentially. And we'd be like, all right,
nail
that kid's catching the bean. And, like, for that one, I might actually get into a little bit. But I'd still struggle to, like, actually come through with it. And so, I remember, I think at least once or twice, I like, struggled to hit him, the batter, but I still wanted to do it again. Mm-hmm. So, I did it multiple times and missed multiple times. So you had the same at bat, and there's, like, multiple balls whistling inside that are clearly aimed at the batter, and they're not.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, even, like, for, like, a kid, like, you know how, like, there's that saying where, like, take the hit? I'm just like, bro, if it's fucking fastball my shoulder, I'm not gonna want to get hit in the shoulder. I'm gonna fucking duck out of the way. Like, I'm not taking a hit just to fucking get on base and get a bruised fucking shoulder.
I was the biggest take the hit, don't be a pussy guy, but when I was in the box, I jumped and danced and moved.
That's what I did.
So much, yo.
Like, literally, I think I took two pitches in my whole baseball career.
I got hit a lot.
Really?
So I think I had good reason to jump out of the way.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't. I think I crowded the.
Crowded the box. Yeah.
I was small, so I just stood. I walked, basically, put my toes on the white line for most of my career, and then when I got older, I'd step.
Yeah.
But I stepped basically on the line, and I would just get whacked, like, in the toes, like, in here. I remember one time getting hit so bad here, I was, like, really considering getting a fucking Evo shield.
Yeah.
And then I got an Evo shield that always stunk and it never helped me.
Yeah.
So then I threw it out and got hit again. That's the way that it works.
Yeah.
You know, that gear's all bullshit. But yeah, it's like a magnet. That's why.
Yeah, I think I only got hit like 3 times.
Really?
Like, I got hit like in the ribs. I got hit, I think, in my, like, above my wrist a little bit, like below, like right here in my forearm. And I think I also took a mean pitch to the thigh.
Mm.
So then after that, I was like, fuck no, I don't want to get hit by no more pitches.
Mm.
So, like, every time I would, like, step at the box, I'd be, like, here or, like, right behind me, I'd jump out of the way. All my fucking teammates would be like, take the hit, take the base. I'm like, I'm not fucking getting hit for this, again.
There was a time when I had an actual fear of, like, going into the box because I got hit so many times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just stopped. Like, I was like, not swinging the bat.
You know, I never got... like, hit a lot, but, like...
thrown at?
Yeah. I got thrown at a lot, and, like, I was young. So, like, this... like, when pitchers obviously would pitch, they wouldn't really, like, keep it low. So, like, every ball would be, like, my head level. Like, I think they're gonna hit me. So, like, I'm a kid. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not taking a fucking hit to the face. I literally bought a face mask, so I did not, like, take a fucking... hit. And then once I got older, I was like, fuck no, I'm not wearing a face mask no more. Like, I'm done doing that shit. Cause, like, that shit also fucks up my, like, eye vision on, like, the bat.
You can't see shit.
I was like, fuck.
Oh my god. Oh, that shit just makes me think back to, like,
we gotta join a baseball league.
Yeah, we should do, dude. No, we have to. But it makes me think back to, like, when we were all kids and we're playing baseball, man. And, you know, like, the mentality of, like, pitching inside so that they get off of the plate? So, like I said, I stood very close to the plate. When you tell a child that doesn't have a fully developed mind and arm to move him out of the way, which is...
Pitch close.
In other words, for pitch inside
yeah.
and try to basically make him uncomfortable because he's standing so close to the plate. When you tell a child that, that basically means you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
I got that a lot.
I wouldn't be recording. I just saw his face he just made towards me as soon as he said that. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, there's like a guarantee. So, yeah, I basically did it to myself. But
It's just funny how it just happens. And then you get, like, bitched at for it.
Now you go back into the MLB and fucking Arenado gets one 8 inches away from his head.
And he's like, fuck you.
And starts to fight, yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm not playing with that shit no more. I'm going to go beat his ass.
As if he's not going to get hit for the rest of the
exactly.
year.
Well, he might just pitch it like 10 feet and see what he does after that. Maybe he might get suspended for 5 games for keep doing that shit.
You imagine they just keep pissing him off, like sending him up and in pitches every other game and just get him suspended. They're like, this motherfucker's going to start a fight. We already know.
Or just throw like 10 feet above his head.
We already know it. It's like, remember when Puig was at a point when you knew he was going to do something
every time
he came onto the field?
That was also Bryce with the Nationals. Like, we got in that fucking fight with the Giants.
He got to the point where it was like, dude, like, are you going to be able to stay on the baseball field? I remember... Like, it seemed like whoever the Dodgers manager was, it was still Mattingly at the time, back when Puig was there.
Like, I think it was Mattingly.
I think it was Mattingly. And I think there was a point when Puig was just like, you know, he'd come out in the press one day and say something ridiculous. And then the next day he'd start a fight on the field. And then the next day he'd be talking to a fan and cursing them out. And it was like, I thought that Mattingly was basically just going to tell him, listen, stay in the fucking locker room. And when it's time to go out in the field, I'm going to give you a phone call and you come out.
Yeah.
And then you go back. Exactly. You sit in there. And when it's your time to bat, you come up. And then you run the bases and you score. And then you go back into the dugout. Because it seemed like every time he poked his head out, it was a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was Mattingly because I think Roberts didn't like him.
No, so Rob, I think that's why he got.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want him.
In the end,
team.
I think that's why he got traded.
Yeah.
Was because.
I mean, I wish he. I mean, he's balling in China. No, I think he's in the Chinese league or something.
Oh, Puig.
He's balling.
I was
going to
say
here.
If you knew what was going on with him.
I think he's playing in China right now. But, like, he's balling in China.
That's good. Good for him. I mean, he's probably got that Chinese money, though. So you never know where that could be going. But he's a character, man. And I think that he wasn't a great fit for the MLB, I don't think. He's too much of a character. And I think if he came into the MLB today, he'd be better. But he came in, what, 2014, 2015, something like
2013.
He was a little early for the showboaty stuff.
Yeah.
A little early.
I mean, he's only still 31.
No, he can come back.
He can come back. He's playing with the Kiwoom Heroes. I think it's China.
Okay.
Like, oh, fuck.
Sure it's not Japan?
It might be. But he's batting 500 with 3 home runs and 10 runs batted in.
Wow. Hmm. Nice.
Yeah, I think he's...
Who's a stud?
Let me see where they're from. Oh, I pressed the wrong thing. It's Korean.
Oh, Korean.
It's a South Korean team.
Oh, Korea's got some good leagues. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in South Korea.
Did you ever see that joke on that player? I forget who the hell it was, but they played a joke on, I think it was some Giants player, that he got traded to like a Chinese organization or something. It was like on an ESPN, like, on like one of those
But since you brought up the Giants, I do remember when the Mets said they traded Wilmer Flores?
Yes.
And he didn't get traded, and he was crying in the fucking outfield, and then he got traded 2 days later.
Oh, that was horrible. When was that?
That was recent. That was, when did he get traded?
What was that?
Wilmer. Like
17, 18?
Something.
Or was it more
like
recent?
That. He went to,
I feel like I was in high school.
Okay, so he played with the Mets 2013 through 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on a Diamondbacks 2019. And now he's with San Francisco for 2020 still. So that, when that happened, I guess he was, I don't know who he was getting traded to. I think he was going to get traded to San Francisco. And basically the players like told him. I don't know how the players knew. They basically told him.
Like his shit was going to go down.
And literally he walks in the outfield, and I was watching that game, and he's like, and they're like, put the camera on him, and they're basically like showing him crying.
I remember that.
I'm like, fuck, you show him crying for?
Didn't they take him out of the game too?
No, they didn't take him out because he never got traded.
I thought they did take him out because he was like making a scene, but I could be completely,
I don't know, but he didn't.
He didn't get taken out to get traded. I'm saying I thought he got taken out, but I could be totally wrong.
He
and didn't, wait, no, he might have got taken out in the game 2 days later.
Yeah, the trade didn't fall through, I don't think.
Mm.
And then he basically finished the season with the Mets, and I guess he got traded to Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Wilmer Flores is an interesting player. He had a lot of hype around him coming up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still a pretty good bat for the Mets. I'm not going to lie. He's
not
still
bad, dude.
Still solid.
He's not bad.
I don't really know what his numbers are right now. He's batting. Oh.
Is he playing at all? He's still on San Francisco,
right? Yeah, he is. Stats.
I can go find him real quick.
Right now, he's batting 266. 64 at-bats. 17 hits, 12 ribbies.
He's like a league average guy, dude. He's doing fine.
10 runs. R runs, not home runs, right?
He's never been better than... He's never really been better than he is right now.
He's never really... Ever since 2014, he hasn't really batted under two.
He looks like a minimum 260 hitter.
Yeah.
He's a decent
hitter. Hasn't really batted under 251 since 2014.
When he got traded to Arizona, he went off.
Oh, yeah. 317.
Yeah, he's a good player, man. I don't know. The Mets are so notorious for just blowing people's careers. It's kind of sad.
I think the Mets should kept Javier Baez and Lindor together.
How? How do you have two?
Get rid of Cano.
How do you have two personalities that big on the same team? And then you have
they
to
done
deal
it.
With Cano.
They did it last
you have to
year
deal with Cano. I think Cano's pretty much who's going to take him. You'd have to eat his whole.
What
salary.
Is Cano's stats this year? I'm curious.
The stats. I think he's doing fine, but the problem is his salary. You're paying.
You know they don't have him in MLB the Show.
Huh?
They don't have him in MLB the Show. Right. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
I don't have Cano on the show.
No, I was gonna just play like a normal game, like the Mets, and I just wanted to like play like live rosters one day. I was like, hey, I'll do the Mets game, why not? Cause I already did the Yankees and shit. So I was like, hey, let's do the Mets game. Literally, I go on. Robinson Cano is not on the fucking roster. I'm like, that makes sense.
He's batting 184. Oh, he's doing horrible, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think he was doing that fantastic.
He's doing really bad.
Yeah, 184 and. Oh. He has 38 at bats, 184.
He's turning 40 this year, dude.
Yeah, he's probably got like a year or two in him.
No, he's done.
No, he ain't going to retire.
He's got to be a player coach. Player coach.
He's not going to retire yet.
No, he's got too much money coming his way. It's just a matter of, like, at some point, it doesn't even come close to being cost productive for the team to keep him on anymore.
Did they sign him back or something? It says with the Mets 2019 and 2020, and then it says /2022 present. They sign him back?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's kind of weird how I would
thought,
say
I thought
that.
His contract was long.
I'll tell you right now.
I'm not really sure, dude.
Robinson Cano contract details.
Let you go through that.
He is a unrestricted free agent in 2024.
Yeah. See? So he's got 2 more years. I thought so.
Yeah.
So I would love to just go back to this this war chart.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And so let me just read off. I want to say the top 11 because 11 is Chisholm. So I messed that up. I thought he was number 10.
Okay.
Maybe actually something moved just as I was. They're all tied. That's why. Okay, so that's why it moved around. Number 1 is Machado. Number 2 is Arenado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is Trout. Mm-hmm. 4 is Jose Ramirez. 5 is a name I don't need to say right now, but number 6 is Hosmer. That is why I told you before that literally it seems like it is pre-COVID.
Yeah.
All of the same people who pre-COVID were the studs are the studs right now. Except for Manny Machado is just like a stud.
And yeah.
So see if he keeps it up. So now, tell me if you're ready for this name. Number 5, Kevin Gausman.
Really?
Okay. Number.
He plays for the Rockies, right?
Huh?
He plays for Blue Jays. Oh, okay. Another guy was on there. Sorry.
Number 7 is Tommy Edman of the Cardinals. Doing well. I like him a lot.
Okay.
So,
I like him exactly. as a player.
So,
yeah, I like him.
To see him that high on a war chart is like, wow, that's impressive. I didn't expect it. But he's a good defender, so you see it. Number 8's Franco. Wonder Franco's doing well.
Okay.
And number 9 is Ty France of the Mariners. That's a name I wasn't expecting to see. Yeah, right?
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then number 10, right before Jazz Chisholm here, number 10 is Carlos Rodon of the Giants. Yeah. Yeah. So the two pitchers on there are names that you wouldn't expect to see in a lifetime.
Carlos Rodon was on the White Sox,
right?
We're
also, what, 3 weeks in?
I think
we're
three or four.
In. We're 3 or 4 weeks in.
Yeah,
so
3 or 4.
Can't be too committed to this, but it's pretty impressive to see who's where and what's going on.
Yeah, we should check that back out. What is it? At the end of May. We should check that back out like June.
I would check that out once June comes rolling around. I'm really excited to see what the hell happens with like Machado and Arenado and Trout. Top 3. Maybe even include it because Ramirez is right there behind him. That top 4 and see if they stay close.
I want to see what Tatis does when he comes back.
Yeah, the thing that's really I'm just can't stop looking at it is how well Eric Hosmer is doing. And
yeah.
I want to see if he would be able to continue that for a season because he's always been that guy that I'm like.
Yeah.
He's always had more in the tank, but it's like his teams always suck. So.
Oh yeah.
If he can put it together, man. Going further down the list, you got a lot of Yankees like in the top 20. Two Yankees, I should say. Rizzo and Judge are both in there. And then go down further. Michael King is the highest Yankee pitcher.
Yeah. He's been on a fucking...
I love him.
I love him so much.
I've wanted him to be on the staff since 2019, 2020.
He's such a good pitcher.
I've wanted him... I wouldn't say he's such a good pitcher, but he's underrated. Like, he should be on the staff. I think the Yankees struggle with, like...
Ronald Acuña came back last night.
Yeah, he got a hit. He went, what, 1-for-4 or whatever?
1-for-5.
1-for-5? Yeah. It's going to be tough for him to come back because he didn't have too much of a stint in minors, right? They just gave him a quick...
Yeah, I think they gave him, like, a one quick game.
Quick little stint, like, hey...
He hit a double
look,
and...
you need to make me money. Let's get you back up.
Yeah, he hit a double and he caught a fly ball.
All right. Yeah, he didn't... He looked really sluggish last night.
Yeah.
So I hope that he only looked sluggish because he's not letting himself go 100% yet, which is a good thing. Something that I kind of mentioned.
Probably.
In the Tatis thing, where Tatis struggles with. Hopefully he's doing that well. I love that player, man.
He probably. I mean, I would because he just tore his fucking knee out.
But
he plays so hard. Oh, yeah.
So I appreciate every bit of effort that he gives, dude.
Bro, I was cracking up when he was in spring training and he hit that fucking nuke in, like, batting practice. He goes, I'm back.
Love it, dude. It's all about momentum with baseball. It's all about, like, having that swagger.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let's see this. I think, how's that kid Witt been doing?
Bobby Witt?
Yeah.
I think he's been pretty solid. Travis Kelce says the Eagles just got the biggest cheat code in the NFL.
Uh-oh. You're excited.
I'm so Bobby so Witt excited.
Is struggling right now.
Really?
Bobby Witt is batting 206, 523 OPS, no homers.
What's his average?
205.
206. He is... He's not struggling defensively too, is he? No, defensively, he's stealing being bases. Good. Yeah.
No, he's stealing bases, and I think defensively he's doing fine. So, wouldn't be too worried.
Ronald Acuna got a standing ovation.
Very nice.
Damn, 292 days. He hasn't played. Holy shit!
It makes it seem longer, but yeah. Well, think about what 292 days is.
Yeah, sure.
It's really just what July. Beginning of July.
Yeah. Yeah, when he tore, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. So, I'm excited to see what this baseball season shapes up to be, dude.
Me too. I'm really...
Start getting out to some games soon, too.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to the Yankees and Twins game in September.
Oh, it's September, though?
Yeah, they only play them like once.
Well, that
for a two game set.
Well, no, that makes sense though because you know how scheduling works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they only play. What is it? They play like 8 series mm-hmm. with their division yeah. rivals. So like when you have to add all those up, you only get so many to play outside, and then they play one specific division
yeah.
of another division. So, say it's the AL West this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, they'll only play series against yeah. the AL West and AL Central. They won't really.
Yeah. That's Yankee Stadium. So, I want to go to that. I want to see if Gary plays fun. Back and Gio's back.
I went to. They only played. Did they play the Twins twice in the AL Wild Card?
I think.
No, maybe they played them once in the wild card and once in the... Yeah, they played them yeah. once in the wild card and once in a series. I went to one of the wild card games.
Oh, really?
I went to the wild card game between the two of them. That was an awesome
game. I've never been to a playoff game.
Oh, dude, I'll bring you then. Those are the only games I like to go to.
Yeah, I've not been to a playoff
game. Yankee Stadium is a different place during...
Oh, yeah. Season. I've seen videos, but like, I've never been there.
Dude, no, I tried taking videos, but it doesn't do justice because it literally feels electric. It feels like the whole stadium moves underneath you. And, like, you just feel like when a chant starts, it, like, comes from your feet. Like, it comes from, like, somewhere you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, definitely.
And then if you get good enough at catching what's going on, you start a chant. And the way that makes you feel, bro, that's it. You're done. Like, you start a chant at Yankee
Yeah, I got to go to a new game. I got to go to a playoff game now.
That's it.
I've only been to Rival season games. I haven't been to a playoff game yet.
That's wild. Like, because you're going to spend $100 and I don't think you're going to be able to. Like, I would not really think I'd make it past, like, the first round of the playoffs because you start talking, like, $500.
Yeah.
$1,000 a ticket for World Series stuff. But, like, just to get that. Like, a wild card game is essentially World Series Game 7.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing. Like, your season's done tomorrow. If you don't perform.
Not this year.
If you lose. So.
Not this year.
I hope not.
But no, with the... I think they play like 4 games now.
That's true. I didn't... I wasn't really talking about that aspect.
Oh, but okay. Like,
to the games that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
It was game 7.
Yeah, it's win or go home.
Yeah. So, I mean, now you take that aspect out, I guess it's like, now those tickets are hopefully $50.
Oh, yeah. You know, Subway Series is the most, like... I was looking because me and my buddy were talking last night because tickets are like cheap as shit.
Yeah.
So like, I was looking at the tickets prices because I bought the tickets for yesterday. I was also just looking at the Subway Series because I was thinking about going. Bro, it's fucking $98.
No, the Subway Series is expensive because like, both teams are good this year.
Yeah, and like you know what's funny? I think the Mets start their game at the Phillies today. Today's tickets are like $9 to $10. Right. Depends where you sit. And Sunday's game is $8.
Really?
So when I told my boys, I was like, yeah, this is the ticket price. Cause I pay with my own money and they're going to pay me back. I go, yeah, you guys owe me this much money back. It's 30. They throw me like $30 each. They're like, I thought you said tickets were $9. I'm like, yeah. Tell your buddy who picked Saturday, it's bobblehead day at the Met Stadium. I know. The one day. Fucking day we want to go. Yeah, it's bobblehead day.
You guys better get there quick so you get a fucking
bobblehead. Yeah, we're leaving. The game's like 7:10, I think. We're leaving.
You better, because they're not going to give it to everybody, and that would piss me off if I paid extra money for a bobblehead ticket and didn't get it.
I think it's the first 25,000 people.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. So just show up and don't be late.
There's still a lot of tickets available, though. So, like, maybe a lot of people aren't going to the game.
You never know.
But, yeah, it was, they were like, oh, like, not everyone. I'm not going to say everyone, because there's one kid, like, Steven, I mentioned him before. He was like, well, I thought you said tickets were $9. I'm like, yeah, tell that to Ahmad who picked the bobblehead day game.
Yeah.
He goes, what the fuck you mean? I was like, if you show up, first 25,000 people, you get a Francisco Lindor bobblehead.
Were they at least happy about it? Like, all right, I get a bobblehead.
Because we were in Xbox party when I told him this, and Zach goes, wait, really? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, bro, we got to get there mad quick. I was like, Joey, I guess we're leaving at like 4:30 then. He goes, bro, I got to come home and shower from work. I was like, get out at 3. We'll leave like 4:30. He goes, I guess. And I was like, we got to get Zach this bobblehead or he's going to like kill us.
Bobblehead, bro.
Yeah, games are like 7:10, so I'm thinking we leave like 4:30, get there at like 5:30, hopefully.
Give me a nice report next week.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm the only.
To hear you and then hear you talk about basketball. Hopefully, yeah. The first round's going to be done.
Yep. Next week, I'm getting 4 people on, so yeah, we're going to be talking about basketball.
That's going to be exciting.
You know, I'm the only one room for the Mets on Saturday. I mean, Phillies on Saturday.
Really?
Zach's room for the Mets. Joey's room for the Mets.
Nice.
I don't know who Steven's room for. And Ahmad's going to root for whatever fucking the other two fucking do. He's not going to go with me. Because I'm wearing my Bryce Harper jersey there and shit. And
you're going to be that guy.
Yeah, I would be that guy.
You're going to be that guy.
I told him, if you ever go to Boston to see a Red Sox game in Fenway, do not wear your Yankee gear.
Don't even think about it, dude.
And Joey just made a like funny joke, but like he'll never do it. He was like, oh, no, I'm going to show up with all my Yankee gear, my hat, my souvenirs and shit. I was like, all right, you go there and call me after you're done. Let me know how you made out. He's going to be like, I'm in a hospital bed.
Did I ever tell you about me meeting Blake Snell?
Really?
Up in Fenway.
Really?
Yeah.
What team was he on?
I didn't really get to
meet him straight up. Was he on the Padres? Or no?
No. So the Rays. He was coming up in the Rays, and he was just getting called up. I had a tournament up in Boston, like basically right around the outskirts of Boston. So we got tickets as like a team, pretty much. We all went to the Boston game.
That's dope.
And so I forget who the fuck they were. Oh, no. It had to be the Rays. Yeah, so it was Boston.
Yeah, Rays.
Boston versus the Rays. And so Snell at this point wasn't a starter. So he was just chilling out in the bullpen. And he's basically just started shooting the shit with like a couple of my teammates. So we were just talking. And he was basically like, yeah, you know, like waiting for getting my like consistent shot. He's like, you know, how old are you guys? You know, where are you guys playing? Not asking us some shit.
That's dope.
No, it was really cool. But he was like, he had like, he still has it, like that puffy face.
Yeah.
And like, it just looked like he had like a severe allergy reaction or something like that. But it's his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. And it was, yeah, so I got to, we were right there. So like the way Fenway is like,
yeah,
he basically has seats that come right up to the edge of the bullpen and then goes down 20 feet. And then that's the bullpen. He was just talking to us from right there.
That's
like,
dope. Great.
Yeah. So it was cool.
I don't think I ever met a baseball player. I met a football player.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever met a.
I met
a couple of football players, actually.
I don't. For whatever reason, a lot of football players live around. I think it's because MetLife is close. A lot of football players live around, like, the area here.
Yeah.
Like,
well, not even. I'll explain the one, but, like, my school, like, when I was in middle school, we had, like, this, like, charity basketball game. It would be, like, the boys' basketball team, the girls' basketball team, or, like, people who wanted to just play.
Yeah.
And they would get, like, I don't know if you know this guy by his name. His name is Brandon Bing. He was a Giants cornerback.
Okay.
And basically, he has, like, his buddies or whatever. Like, not all Giants, but, like, basically, like, some ex-Giants, some players from here. Like, all friends he made around the league. So, basically, the people who played basketball, he would invite them out, and they were all football players. So, we, like, get autographs, and then we play the game. It was fun because I would be, like, dressed up, ready for a game, and go walk in the cafeteria and get my football sign and everything, and then I go play against these fucking guys. it was funny because my last year in middle school, because I only played 2 years because sixth grade I didn't try out, but seventh and eighth grade I tried out. Eighth grade, we go into the game. Brandon Bing knows me from the seventh grade year. Mm-hmm. So he came up to me. He was like, oh, you're playing again. I was like, yeah, I'm playing again. He goes, you going to get points? I was like, yeah. He's like, you're not scoring any points, believe me. I was like, yeah, all right. I literally walked in the first shot of the game. I hit a three-pointer. And Brandon Bing just comes up to me, slaps me. He's like, all right, you got your points. And then, like, to, like, end, because, like, we only played, like, a couple minutes of quarters, like we got like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So like before at quarter end, my teacher, because we would play with teachers, it was a mix of boys and teachers. So mm-hmm. boys teachers and boy basketball team. So I was playing with like my I think it was my social studies teacher.
Yep.
His name was Swisher, Mr. Swisher. Bro, I loved him. He was fucking funny. He literally passed me the ball. I fucking laid up my left hand. Remind you, these guys are not us. And he has ex, like, his buddies who are, like, linemen. They're, like, bigger. Yeah. And they didn't, like, not to, like, sound mean, but, like, they didn't skinny down yet. So, like, I'm going for a left-hand layup. And, like, I just see this big guy coming right at me. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm going to get laid the fuck out right now to just make this layup. That shit was funny. But, like, yeah, I met all of them. I met Odell at training camp before he got traded, I think. Yeah, okay. Before he got traded. Got my jerseys. I got my jersey signed, my hat signed. Oh, I actually have a funny story about that.
Yeah.
So, I get my jersey signed. I get my hat signed. And I'm just waiting for, like, I went my friend. His name's Kevin O'Shea. I think he listens to this, so hopefully we'll hear it. But he knows the story. So, we get signed. He's getting other people's. I just wanted Odell really bad. So, like, I got Odell. I was happy. Blah, blah. So I walk over to his mom and then just chilling with his mom. And then he got done. We're walking out of the stadium. We're walking out of the gates by, like, training camp fences, like, where we got all our shit signed. We're walking out. I look on the ground. There's a pitcher. I didn't think anything of it. I lift it up. It's fucking Odell. It's an Odell pitcher signed. I'm like, no fucking way.
Nice.
I literally go to his house. We chill out for a little bit. So I posted a picture of, like, my jersey, my hat, and the picture on Snapchat. And I was like, thanks, Odell. Like, I shouted him out and shit. Literally not even 2 seconds later, I get a fucking text on Snapchat. It's our friend Billy Pickney. He has his own podcast. I'll send you his link or whatever. But he does a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So I'll show you him. But, like, me and him, I hope to get him on the podcast one day. I'm going to text him probably soon. I hope he probably listens to it. He probably would.
Yeah.
But he texts me. He goes, yo, that's my picture. I was like, no way I found your picture. He goes, yeah, I literally dropped it. And that was the only picture I got signed by Odell that day. I was like,
shit.
It's like, yo. Damn. I was like, what are the odds I find his picture?
Yeah.
But I gave it back to him because obviously it's his. I'm not going to keep it. Like,
No. That sucks though.
But, like, yeah, I never really met a baseball player yet. I went football, really. Odell, Jericho Cottry, yeah. All those retired players.
Oh, you got to get huge and start inviting them all on here.
Yeah.
That would be real fun, dude.
Imagine I do that. That'd be pretty fun. Imagine I get somebody to get
that's
on.
That's what you got to do. You just
that'd
gotta,
be so fun.
You got to fucking have fun with it, dude. You got to do it. Yeah, he's going to text people now. He's like, all right.
I don't even know who I'd ask to come on first. Yeah, though. Dude.
I could have hooked you up with an old minor leaguer that I used to talk to, and I find out the guy's fucking dead now, and I'm like, what the
fuck? Really?
Straight up, yeah. I was like, what the hell happened? I think he had an accident back in his home country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tried looking into it, and, like, there was a lot of covering up. Like, so, when that happens, you know, it was probably dirty. So, felt bad for the kid, man. I don't know if he had a lot of potential, I'll be completely honest with you. Just so happened that we connected on Instagram or something. Like, I saw a video of his. Like, I was a kid, and I reached out to him, and he reached back. But, yeah, no, you'll definitely get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there, dude.
It'd be fun to have a superstar on.
And dude, then, not even a superstar. Just get a fucking backup catcher.
Yeah, it'd just be,
yeah,
it'd just be like, fun, like, saying, there, bro? Just saying, I got Odell Beckham on my fucking podcast. Everyone's going to be, like, texting me, be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm like, you guys never listened before. I bring up his fucking name, and he comes on. And now I got, like, 500,000 downloads fucking because of one dude.
Oh.
Well,
oh, my throat's shot.
Yeah. Dude. Allergy season.
Ready to clean it up?
Yeah.
Dude, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a fun little podcast.
That was fun. I think we're over an hour at this point.
Yeah, we're over an hour.
Oh, yeah.
A little fun podcast.
Just got over an hour, dude.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on, dude.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. This video will probably... video.
Yeah, not yet, bro. You're not sophisticated.
This podcast will be out either later today or Saturday morning.
Video coming soon.
Yeah, I gotta go over that with my tech support over there.
Peace out, guys.
Peace.